Hey, just before we jump in this week, a lot of people ask me, okay, I'm trying to get my social media figured out. Where should I start? And my answer is, oh, you got to get your pages and profiles set up the right way so that visitors become followers and buyers. And that's exactly what I love to show people in my Profitable Pages and Profiles workshop. And this week, listeners of this podcast can get it for only $17. Normally it's $47, but if you go to streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, you can grab it for only $17. So when you decide which social network is worth your valuable time to market your business, it's important to figure out where your ideal customers are, right? But the truth is, most of our ideal customers are on most of the platforms. So what else should you factor in? In this episode, I'm sharing 5 questions to ask when choosing your best social media network. Welcome to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs, where we help overwhelmed business owners go from this.
I would end up completely dropping the ball.
Running in all these different directions at once.
I was getting in my own way.
To this.
Now my social media brings in revenue.
To over $1,000 worth of work from a social media post.
It's so easy to put into practice.
My name is Jerry Potter, and here in episode 8, how to choose the best social network for your business. It's not just about where your audience is, because the truth is your audience is just about everywhere. Also, we'll celebrate another win of the week. And in our next episode, we're going to talk about how to set up your social networks to turn visitors into followers and buyers. Before we get into our topic today, I just want to give a big thank you to everyone who has ever listened to an episode of the show. Here we are on episode 8, and in our first month, we hit 10,000 downloads. I would have been thrilled if we'd had 200 downloads in our first month. So for you to help make this podcast what it is, I'm so, so appreciative. So thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. And thank you for leaving reviews that help other people discover the podcast as well. It would mean a ton if you were able to leave a review for us. You can just go to streamlinerspodcast.com/review, and there'll be a link to leave a review on the device that you are listening on. All right, so when choosing the best social network for your business, yes, it's important to find out what social network your ideal customers are spending time on. But that's just actually one of 5 crucial questions that you should ask that I want to talk about today. And also, on that same topic of choosing, I really encourage you to narrow down the number of social networks that you're spending time on. Now, I know social media is free, and so we tend to go, oh, it's free. I should just be as many places as we can, right? You can use these tools where you'll just mass post your message everywhere. But all the platforms have become very, very different, and not only in what works, but also in the way that people use them. The way I use Instagram is different than the way I use TikTok or Facebook or LinkedIn. So just blasting the same content everywhere is rarely, if not ever, effective. I like to think of it like this. If you're trying to decide where to divide your time and attention, imagine if you had 3 plants, and spoiler alert, these plants are your social networks. But let's say you had 3 plants and you want them all to grow. Each plant requires a liter of water per week for it to grow and thrive. But unfortunately, water is a very limited resource and you only have 1 liter of water for all 3 plants. So what are you going to do? You're going to divide the water among the 3 separate plants. So each plant gets 1/3 of a liter of water a week. Because we know what happens then, right? You end up with 3 dead plants. So same scenario, except now these plants are your social networks. So you've got a Facebook plant, a TikTok plant, and an Instagram plant. And each one requires your time and energy. But of course, time is a very limited resource. So what happens if you divide your time among the 3 different networks? Well, none of them are going to grow and thrive, and there's a good chance that all 3 of them will die, just like the plants, right? So when you have a limited resource, it's really important that you don't divide it too thin. Now, some people have enough time to thrive on a couple of networks, some people 3, some people have teams. But if you're a small business and you're the only person or you don't have a lot of extra time, you're going to grow a lot faster by focusing on one social network. Another way to think of it, Which would bring you more business, do you think? If you were one of the best in your industry or market on Instagram, or if you were just so-so across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn? This is a situation where you're better off being the big fish in the small pond than the small fish in the big pond. Ultimately, you will drive more business being amazingly awesome on one social media network than mediocre on several. So which social media network is worth your time? Well, I have developed a framework that I call the who, what, when, where, why method framework. And it is all about asking yourself five essential questions to make this decision. The first question is the most obvious one, and this is the one that almost everybody answers. And that is, who is your customer or client, and what social network do they spend their time on? So, of course, you want to know where your people are, or how are you possibly going to market to them? But most of our businesses do not need millions and millions of customers like Coca-Cola or Nike or McDonald's, right? So, yes, your audience needs to be there, but all of your audience does not need to be there. And most of our ideal customers are on most of the major platforms. So figure out where your people are spending time on social media, and odds are you're going to have a list of more than one social network, and that's a good thing. But while you're at it, also find out what they do there. For example, if you were targeting, you know, busy executives, you might think, oh, I've got to be on LinkedIn. But if you were targeting busy executives with a product that helped them relieve stress and stop thinking about work, like a therapeutic coloring book, for example, well, LinkedIn's probably not the best place to reach them, because when they're on LinkedIn, they're thinking about work and you want to reach them when they are in leisure mode, right? For lack of a better term, like maybe on Instagram when they're just browsing and they're not thinking about work. That's when you're going to sell them your adult coloring books. Second question to ask is, what type of content will you have and where will it perform best? So often I will see a business owner choose Instagram and then realize that their content is all blog posts. Well, it's not that easy to drive people to your blog from Instagram, because we have big limitations on how we can share links on Instagram. Now, people have done it and they're successful. But for me, if I'm going to take the time to create some amazing content, I want to make sure that the social network I choose can drive people there. So for example, if you make long videos, then those do really well on YouTube. Shorter videos do better on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. If your content is primarily photographs, well, YouTube is not a great place for that, right? So you want to factor in the type of content that you are going to put up and where it will perform best. Third question to ask, when it's time to scale, what strategy will you use? And by scale, I mean grow. When you're trying to grow and reach more people, how are you going to do it? There are two primary ways to scale on social media. One is spending money, right? That's the obvious one, on boosting and ads. And the other one is an outward engagement strategy. And that I define as outwardly engaging on other people's content for the sole purpose of growing your business. Well, some platforms are great for spending money. They've got boosting tools, ads platforms, and then other platforms are really difficult for that or really expensive. Like LinkedIn is known for being a really expensive platform to run ads on. Meanwhile, if your goal is to outwardly engage and grow your audience organically that way, Instagram is amazing for that. But Facebook business pages are very limited on where they can outwardly engage. The fourth question you want to ask when trying to choose the best social network for your business is, where is your competition? Now, this is a smaller consideration, but it is something you should think about. So when you look at where your competition is spending their time, are they there because it's the best platform for reaching your audience or one of the only options? Or are they there for some other reason? How crowded is it there for your industry? Real estate is a great example for this. I've had many conversations with real estate agents over the years, and they say, oh yeah, all the realtors I know are on Facebook, so I'm on Facebook. But maybe you'd be better off building your connections through Instagram or LinkedIn, because you could stand out a lot easier. So it comes down to this: either be where your competitors are, or don't be there because you can stand out on another platform. And the fifth question to ask is, why do you enjoy one platform over another? Now, this is important because if you enjoy a social network and it comes naturally to you, you're going to do a much better job. If you cringe every time you open an app or log into a social network, it's going to feel like a chore. I'm a big believer in building strategies around the things that we are good at and that we enjoy. Here's the secret of social media. There are tons of ways to do it well. There are tons of ways to be successful. I see people all the time saying, you got to do it this way. It's the only way to be successful. And it's like, no. I mean, I've worked with hundreds of business owners and I've seen success come in so many different ways. Now, again, if your perfect audience is not even on a social network that you love, well, that's not going to work. But all other factors being equal, choose a social network that you enjoy. So again, to recap, who's your audience and what social network are they on, obviously? What type of content will you create and where will it perform best? When it's time to scale, what strategy will you use? Where is your competition? And why do you enjoy one platform over another? By the way, if at any time you'd like to build your own customized social media strategy that plays to your strengths, your values, and that your audience resonates with, feel free to send me a message. I love learning about new businesses and business owners, and we'll see what we can do to help. Right now, though, let's jump into our win of the week. Candy, who are we celebrating this week?
This week, we're celebrating Jane Rosenblum, who works with the two cutest things ever, dogs and babies. She's a dog trainer that helps dogs and babies get along. She shared that she launched a YouTube channel, and she posted her first video to promote her lead magnet.
Congratulations, Jane. That is awesome. And remember, it's important to celebrate wins in our business, no matter how big or small that they are. And considering it took me 3 months to decide to finally launch my YouTube channel after I started working on it, the fact that Jane jumped right in and did this is amazing. So congratulations, Jane. And our nonprofit that we're donating to in your honor is Village Impact, which builds schools in Kenya. So thanks again for submitting your win. So in this episode, we figured out how to choose the best social network or networks for your business. The next step is setting them up so that visitors become followers and buyers. And if you take the right steps, the amount of conversions that you'll experience can go way, way up. And we'll talk about how all that works coming up in our next episode. Thank you so much for listening to Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs. Get more info and links we mentioned in the show notes in your podcast app or at streamlinerspodcast.com/8. And who else do you know that would find this helpful? I would love it if you shared it with them. I'm so honored that this show has been able to reach so many people around the world. Social Media for Streamlined Entrepreneurs is a production of 5 Minute Social Media and is produced by Candy Harper. Hey, last thing today, if you'd like to get more sales without having to post more, I have something special just for our podcast listeners this week. And a lot of times I'll get asked, hey, what, I'm trying to get my social media figure out. Where should I start? And so I always direct them to getting their pages and profiles set up the right way to convert visitors into followers and buyers, what we all want, right? It's called Profitable Pages and Profiles. And right now, if you go to streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, you can get this workshop, normally $47. It's $17 this week for our podcast listeners. And my favorite things about getting your pages and profiles set up properly is one, you do this once and it can serve you for years to come. And two, people see results quickly, like Portia, who set up her personal profile on Facebook the right way and the next morning got a new insurance client. Or Jen, who applied this to her social media pages and profiles and got 2 new inquiries that led to $1,000 within 18 hours. And the record goes to Tom Love, who published his Facebook business page fully optimized, and his phone rang 30 minutes later with a new client, and he said, how'd you find out about me? And she goes, oh, I searched on Facebook, and your page came right up. In it, I'm going to show you the 4 essential items every page and profile needs so that visitors become buyers, and lots, lots more. Again, get it for only $17 this week at streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable, or of course, you can get the link in the show notes. That's streamlinerspodcast.com/profitable.